Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
I realise it's hard for you to talk about. Your relationship with him, if we can just have that part of the conversation. People have had perceptions of that. Some of it was relayed. But ultimately, only you can articulate what it was. I mean, how was it? And do you think that he got off to a good start with relationships with people at the club?
I felt I had a pretty good relationship with him, to be honest. Yeah, it was, you know, I challenged him a lot. Because you always do the ones that have that great talent. Yep. You know, you want to extract it out of them as quick as you can. So from that side of things, I thought I had a good relationship with Jace. And certainly he was one of the guys that came in on the day that I was exited from the club. He came back in a second time to sort of say goodbye and have a really good chat. So that was pretty special, you know, in the fact of giving those guys their first chance. It's difficult in the sense that I'm sort of split a bit. If I look at it from a GM's perspective, I'm saying let's keep him for 12 months. Let's make him honour his contract. If I'm a coach saying as a guy that's homesick that's not really going to be invested, then let him go. Mm. That's the conundrum that I think the club's going to have to wrestle with. Can they help him in that space? If it's particularly in regards to being homesick, can they actually get him more invested into the club? And that's not saying that he wasn't, but can they actually get him over that hump of that homesickness to then be that player that they want? If they don't feel like they can, then, you know, maybe from a coaching perspective, you go, I need players that are going to be committed.
Yeah.
That are going to give their all, be part of a team. Mm. And, yeah, that's probably how I would tend to look at it.